You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Mm-hmm. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss a mic back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. And you make it better like that. Don't think I don't care. Come home.
this life is like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you. I'm coming back home.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
the Nat Andrews Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two show members going head to head, each picking a different throwback song. Which one do you want to hear this morning? Aaron is the returning champ and picking first today.
I love this song and I love this artist, and I think that this is probably one of the greatest songs ever. I really do. And it was funny because I was reading an article over the weekend about it, and the critic was saying that here's the thing with this song. It actually has gotten better. Like when it was put out, it was like, yeah, it's fantastic, but it's just, it has gotten better over time and it's aged well like a fine wine. Usher.
Just a couple of weeks away from his shows at Rogers Arena now.
Yeah.
And according to a list we were just talking about before 9 o'clock, one of the most played songs at wedding receptions over this past year, too.
You know why?
Because it's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
Unbeatable.
Listen, we, with this feature, sometimes some people on this show say, hey, stay out of my lane. And when I say some people, I mean Aaron says, hey, stay out of my lane if you pick something that Aaron likes. Yeah. And I feel like Usher is kind of my lane. I'm known for Usher. I like Usher.
But whatever. You love him best.
Sorry. You're known for Usher?
I'm known for Usher.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
People, when they see
really?
Usher, they think of me. They're like, oh, Nat.
I'm trying to think of which is more surprising. Nat's claim that people know her as being the most associated with Usher. Or Aaron, yet once again, declaring a song the greatest song of all time.
That's right. They all are. Okay? All of my picks.
Aaron only picks the greatest songs of all time. In the throwback throwdown. Okay, if you want to hear Usher, jokes aside, text the word Aaron to 103535, unless you want to hear the song that Nat's picking.
Which today. I do also like. I really do like my pick. I just also really like Usher. So, anyway, I won't be mad at whichever way this goes. But my pick this morning, I picked it because on this day in 1989, Janet Jackson started a 4-week run with her incredible album Rhythm Nation, 1814. So let's do Rhythm Nation.
I haven't heard that one in a while. That might be time for me to hear that one again. But it's not what I want. It's what you want.
But
as Aaron flips me off in the control room.
And Andrew mouthed it loud enough that people could hear.
Might have gone on mic when she was mouthing.
Yeah,
no, that's okay. Just so you know, if we ever say something that Aaron doesn't like, we're getting the bird. Constantly.
Shh, don't give away my secrets.
If you want to hear Janet Jackson, text the word. She's doing it again. Text the word Nats to 103535. If you want to hear the bird lady and her pick, Usher's Yeah, text the word Aaron to 103535. The winner coming up after Sam Smith on Move 103.5.
know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been so
do you want to hear this morning? Aaron, the returning champion, picking first.
Going with Usher.
Nats is the challenger today.
Rhythm Nation. That's all I had to say.
You sounded unsure about it.
Yes, you did. No, I was just going to say, Rhythm Nation started it. I hit number one on this day in 1989.
There you go. Thank you for all of the votes today on the text line. Much appreciated. Deb texting in from the island, and she's like, Usher all the way. Christina says, I hope Aaron doesn't give me the bird for this.
Oh,
but 100%
Christina.
With Nat. As revealed a few moments ago, if you weren't with us, if Nat and I ever say anything that Aaron doesn't agree with us, she violently flips us off in the control room.
That is so not true.
While having the sweetest tone on her voice at the same thing.
Why?
I think we'll get some video up to prove that this dichotomy exists.
Don't you dare.
The duality of it all.
Don't you dare. What will happen if we dare?
Paris, thank you for your text as well. Paris says they're not going to see Usher, but he is most definitely aging very, very fine himself.
Yes.
Joy says, first ever text Joy's ever sent us. Thank you, Joy. Says Nat all the way, as do 58% of our texters.
What?
Here we go. We can't hear you. Tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet. The birds are flying in the studio. Janet Jackson in the Throwback Throwdown on Move 103.5.
Bye.
1035.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school.
Legend recognizes legend.
Now, here's the scoop.
A pretty cool moment during Adele's show in Vegas Saturday night. As she was singing and walking through the audience, she noticed Celine Dion was there. The audience didn't notice or didn't figure out what was going on initially, but Adele started to cry and went over to Celine, and then the audience figured out what was happening. Adele's crying.
Oh,
Celine's crying.
Oh,
this guy's freaking out.
I'm like, that's not either one of them, is it? Yelling, oh my God.
Adele recognized her and gave her a shout out. The crowd went nuts. It was a really beautiful moment. It really did seem like Adele did not know that Celine was in the house until she was walking through the audience and saw her sitting there. Like, often if there's a VIP, if you will, in the audience, the headliner knows that.
Sure.
In advance. I don't think she did. That felt like a very organic, genuine moment. Like, they were both just in tears. Adele talked extensively, like Celine was one of the main reasons why Adele chose Caesar's Palace for her Vegas residency. She didn't want to just play a place that where Celine was. She wanted to play the room that Celine built or was built for her, which is that room. And for the last year or two, it's been Adele's room.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And you're right. Like, so that makes me think that, the way she was, like, I'm not familiar with Caesar's Palace. I'm not familiar with the room or whatever. I did see the video where Celine was sitting, and it's like, kind of seemed like it was like a little mini box or like a mini area, but like there are many of them, it looked like. Or
she wasn't just in a regular row of seats with, you're right, it was like cordoned or sectioned off to a degree, but it feels like unless you were like sitting right there, you probably didn't know Celine Dion was in the room.
No.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine looking out there and there she is? Like that, that I love this.
Very
incredible.
Cool.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, that guy couldn't. He was like, just screaming, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Kind of another sort of oh my God moment in New York City yesterday for a whole bunch of Timothée Chalamet lookalikes. There was a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest that was put on by a content creator on YouTube. Like, it was just like, listen, we're going to or get together in Washington Park in Manhattan, and if you think you look like Timothée Chalamet, winner gets $50. The thing was, the internet went crazy for this, and thousands of people RSVP'd. Like, police were called, and they're like, no, you gotta disperse. So there's all, it gets too much. One person got arrested. But also, Timothée Chalamet showed up. So the real Timothée Chalamet shows up, and there was all these Timothée Chalamet lookalikes going, oh my God. Oh my God.
Did he acknowledge that he was him? Or was he trying to pass himself off as a Timothée Chalamet impersonator and try to win the $50?
No, I guess there was a slight difference. The original looks slightly different, more authentic than all the carbon copies. There was the carbon copies were like, oh my God, Timothée Chalamet. So, yeah, but it was just like just this really sort of fun event.
Yes.
That, and I guess he's been in New York. He's been filming something. He's been filming a couple things. One of them was the Dylan biopic and then something else that he's now doing with Gwyneth Paltrow. So, he's been in and around New York City for a bit. And I guess he's like, oh, what? I got nothing better to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Wow. Forget Bob Dylan. It feels like he's more like Elvis.
Yeah.
Now they're doing like dress-up contests for the guy.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 103.5.
Eilish. Brand new music. You are listening to
On Move.
Eilish on Move 103.5, the home of the $1,000 Minute. Next up, it's the At Work edition of the game.
Caller 25, looking for you, 604-280-1035. We'll play after Mackenzie Porter on Move.
Snack time at Lori's Daycare in Maple Ridge this morning. Do you have an army of three-year-olds gathered around to help you out with the game here, Lori?
I do. 1, 2, 3, and 4, actually, this morning.
Nice. All right. What's their category that they're really good at?
Oh, gosh.
Paste?
They would be music, dancing. They would be leaves and bugs. They would be
napping.
I'm just looking over the questions. We unfortunately don't have any napping or baby shark questions on the $1,000.
Do we have any colors or numbers? No. Maybe we could do alphabet letters.
We have some number type questions here this morning. We'll cross our fingers and see how it goes, and then we can all enjoy snack time together. Okay, Lori?
Sounds good. I could really use this.
60 seconds. We could use a snack, too. Get them all right in the time limit like our earlier player did this morning.
I know. I'm so excited.
Angie won $1,000 at 7:35. Maybe you could win $1,000 here, too, going 10 for 10. If you don't know answer, say pass. We'll get back to it if there's time. But once you give us an answer, it cannot be changed. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Lori. Here we go with $1,000 minute. It starts now.
Vice presidential nominee Tim
Minnesota.
How many John Wick movies are there?
3.
Yale or Harvard? Harvard, which school is older?
Yale.
What mineral can you add to water to make things float easier?
Copper.
Finish the title of this Julia Roberts movie, Leave the World Blank.
Behind.
On average, which grows faster, fingernails or toenails?
Fingernails.
What year was Earth Day first celebrated? 1960, 1970, 1980?
1980.
The Dunphy family was featured on what TV sitcom? Dunphy.
Schitt's Creek. I don't know.
What bird is on the Canadian $1 coin?
Loony. Moon.
If you're in Transylvania, what country are you in?
Oh, my God. I knew this. Turkey. No idea.
Well, it was good. You know what?
Like 20 years, I knew that. I knew that 20 years ago.
You guess, and it wasn't a bad guess. So you guess.
No. I did enjoy that you're like, I know this. I have no idea. It was a very fast flip. If you are in Transylvania, you are in Romania.
Oh, my God. See, I knew that.
You were listening right at 9 o'clock. Thank you for doing that. We give out the answer to question one right at 9 o'clock every morning.
I knew I'd come away with $10
Minnesota
anyway.
Was what we were looking for there. You were close on the John Wick question. There have been 4 movies in the franchise, though, not 3. Mm-hmm. Harvard is actually older than Yale. Harvard was founded on this day in 1636.
See, all these lovely 50-50 questions, and I bombed on all of them, and now my husband and my son are going to kill me about John Wick.
Salt was the mineral we were looking for. looking for that helps things float. You did get the Julia Roberts question and that weird, gross fingernail, toenail question. You did get both of those right. Earth Day, though, was first celebrated in 1970. The Dunphy family was featured on Modern Family.
Oh, shoot.
And the bird that's on the Canadian $1 coin, I mean, the first thing that you said was,
Looney.
Come on,
it's only $10. There's four kids, $10 each. I could, you know, really do something.
Oh, well, look, this is so unfair now. You're throwing the children into the mix here. Like, now, who's the bad guy if I say I won't give a child $10?
There'd just be a playful reference to the loon. You call it a loony.
Right?
Okay, fine. But I want to see evidence that you gave the child $10.
Okay.
Congratulations, okay. 40 bucks 40. For you.
Woo-hoo, thank you, guys.
By the way, Transylvania's in Romania.
Yes. $1,000 minutes, twice a day, 7:35 and 9:35 on Move. Furtado on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. We are just about done for the day, but before we wrap it up, let's take a moment to go around the room and share what we learned on today's show. Nat, what did you learn today?
So there was a big summit in New York where Vancouver actually was highlighted because of something that we have, and that something that we have is rats, and a lot of them. So much so that SFU is actually doing this study right now about neighborhood rats and how you can have one pocket of rats that are riddled with disease and then block over the other pocket of rats disease-free. So what they've figured out is that rats actually will kind of, they stick to their own neighborhood. So like, if you, even if you're riddled with rats, the good news is your rats might be like super, you know,
clean and healthy.
Now they might not be, I don't know. It's hard to say.
You just got to tell yourself that you have the clean rats.
Right. Yeah.
You have the clean rats
clean
in your
rats.
Neighborhood.
There
you're
you
good.
Go.
You're good.
Congratulations.
You can lift up their little arms and legs and just see if they're,
No, don't do that. Just tell yourself in your head that you've got the clean ones. What did you learn?
Sharon? Halloween's coming up Thursday and a new survey finds that the most common belief about how old is too old for kids to go trick-or-treating is 16 and over.
I feel like that's been steady for a while now. No change there, really, which is good.
It needs to drop, though, because kids are getting bigger. Like, come on. Like, it needs to be 13 or over because they all look about 20.
Mm.
Like, they're standing there about 6 feet.
Yeah, intimidating you and saying, yes. You know what? What do you say? You said I could just pick two?
That's right.
I don't think so, lady.
That's right.
I'm going to take four. Well. You'll be fine with it.
And I learned that when it comes to popular songs at weddings, sure, Morgan Wallen and Shaboozey have had a big year, but the most popular song to play at a wedding in 2024 is an oldie. According to DJs who were asked, I Want to Dance with Somebody from Whitney Houston was played more than any other song during the reception, not as like the bride, groom, or the couple's wedding dance, but when it comes time to get the party rolling, people still love Whitney. It's a floor filler.
I think it's, and also generationally, I think it just sort of is appropriate for everybody, unlike Moni Moni, where people would just start yelling that chorus.
I'm not sure that has translated to future generations.
Really?
I'm not 100% sure that millennials know what to do with that song.
Oh, I think older millennials do for sure.
Okay, maybe younger ones.
Yeah, and maybe like really, I think maybe if you're 20-something, you don't know, but anybody over 30, I think does. And definitely if you're in my family, because people are yelling it.
Well, you might learn quickly if you're around a bunch of old people. They'll tell you what to do. Thanks so much for listening. You can listen to the show on demand anytime. Just search for the Nat and Drew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Today's the day, actually, isn't it?
Are you going to stand up?
We're going.
Sweat it out for that payout.
Do they want to go to Disneyland?
Yeah, no, I'm going to leave my kid behind.
Okay, so we're shooting for Disney money here this morning.
Weekday mornings at 7:05, 8:05, and bonus play at 4:05.
A really nice amount of money.
Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank.
I'm so happy.
Brought to you by King of Floors. Weekday mornings on Move 103.5.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act.
This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Sam had aspirations of opening a clothing boutique. She called Alpine Credits and was sent a speedy superhero to help with a business loan. Super speed doesn't translate to radio, but when our hero runs, she sounds like this. If you ran at the speed of light, you'd sound funny too. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
The odds of being struck by lightning are less than 1 in 1 million. But when you hear this sound, you're probably heading indoors in a hurry. But did you know that the odds of getting shingles are 1 in 3 if you've had chicken pox? Why leave it up to chance? Ask your healthcare professional about Shingrix. The Shingrix vaccine helps protect adults against shingles. 100% protection not guaranteed. Adverse reactions may occur. Visit Shingrix.ca.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Okay, family, huddle up. White Spot is giving away the ultimate Grey Cup Festival experience in Vancouver.
Ooh.
4 tickets to the Grey Cup game on November 17th.
Yay!
Yeah, a 3-night stay in downtown Vancouver, a $250 White Spot gift card, a gas card, and more. Okay, kids, get into formation. Mom, get us online for the touchdown. Enter us to win at whitespot.ca. And
break!
Ready, set, win with White Spot, official partner of the 2024 Grey Cup Festival. We'll see you soon.
$2,999 buys a truly spectacular 1-carat created round diamond at Spence.
Buy just one of them, and we'll happily turn that into a 1-carat diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
Buy two of them, and we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of 2-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for you. No extra charge.
If you want a 1-carat engagement ring, we can put your diamond into a classic solitaire mounting for only $500.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
This holiday season, the Arts Club Theater Company has festive productions on all three stages. The heartwarming musical Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol returns with Dickens' classic characters and Dolly's renowned songwriting at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Kris Kringle takes the stand at the Granville Island stage in the endearing Miracle on 34th Street. And the Gingerbread Men return for another holiday cabaret at the Newmont stage at the BMO Theater Center. Get tickets today at artsclub.com.
Not sure what to get the young people on your list? The latest phone? Sneakers? Video games? Get the one thing they need now more than ever. Give their feelings a place to go. When you donate to Kids Help Phone, you're giving the young people in your life and across the country access to free 24/7 judgment-free support. Because at the end of the day, it's their thoughts that count. Donate at kidshelpphone.ca. And together, we can give their feelings a place to go.
Wanderlust got you wondering? Start your journey by becoming an Air Miles collector today. Here's a little secret. With Air Miles Travel, you decide whether you earn or redeem Air Miles reward miles when you book. Picture this. It's freezing outside, snow piling up, and you're dreaming of an escape. You book a last-minute trip to a resort with crystal blue waters and white sandy beaches through Air Miles Travel. And earn miles while you do it. You come back refreshed with miles stacked high, ready to redeem. As you plan your next out-of-office adventure, you get to choose Chicago or New York City. Or maybe it's time to use those miles for a new sound system and fight a mixed blender. Close your eyes, turn on the Ocean Waves soundtrack, whip up a pina colada, and drift back to that sunny beach. Join millions already enjoying the perks of Air Miles. Sign up today and discover how traveling can lead to more travel. Collect more moments with more ways to earn. Download the Air Miles app now. Terms and redemption limits apply. See app or visit airmiles.ca for details.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't just start with music.
On Move.
In the way, seems you cannot be replaced. And
In a world made of steel, made HQM FM Vancouver.
An iHeart Radio station.
Move! Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Right here.
Move 1035.
Move 1035.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.